Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm the Duke of Small Business, and that's the story I'm sticking to. I'm glad you're here. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Marcia Egan is here, ladies and gentlemen. She's talking to us about building better alliances, more alliances, maybe even forming mastermind groups, a little more regularity to the getting together and sharing ideas and helping make each other better. Marcia is the author of Inbox Detox. Marcia Egan, EGAN.com is her website. Marcia, thanks again for hanging out with us. The thing is, you know, Marcia, that I've been really encouraging my audience, my small business owners who listen to the show to do, and if, you know, whatever, however they listen to me or read my stuff, I've been harping on them now for years. You must become the CEO of your company. Just because you own the company, you're not the CEO if you're not doing the CEO duties. And there are CEO things that have to be done, and if you don't do them, they don't get done, and the company can't really be successful, not to the level that it could be, if somebody isn't doing those things. And when I think of an alliance like you're talking about, or a mastermind group, that's a CEO job. What do you think?
Oh, of course. And CEO, being a CEO of any business, large or small, can be lonely. There's some rare air up there because you don't want to let the people who work for you know that you have doubts about something or that you don't know how to do something. And you don't want to let your customers know it either. But yet everyone has questions. Everyone has issues that they may not have encountered previously. And so having go-to people can be very useful. So that's one of the reasons I advocate people having a group of people or at least one or two safe places to go to brainstorm. Mm-hmm. And
what kind of a process would you use if you were sort of starting your own? You're just somebody's out there listening, thinking, okay, I like this idea. Why don't I get started this week? And so I'm going to make a list. I'm going to write down eight people, and I'm going to choose one or two from that eight. What would be the criteria that they should use?
Well, the first thing to do, as you said, is to write down people who are somewhat in the same situation that you are, but not necessarily direct competitors, but who
right.
may have the same kind of issues. So let's say you're a business with five employees. Maybe you can find another business owner with the same amount of employees or maybe in the same type of business. And you make the mm-hmm. list, and then these need to be people that you respect and trust already, people who you've seen have success in their businesses and who mm-hmm. you feel very comfortable with. And a mastermind group is a group once two people get together. I personally was in a mastermind group with two other women. We got together quarterly. We lived about an hour apart. We were in the speaking and coaching business, and it was awesome. We developed not only a friendship, but we supported each other in whatever efforts we were taking on, it was a secondary benefit that I never expected. In other words, when I released my book, they promoted it for me, and that wasn't what I wanted out of a mastermind group. I'm also part of a national mastermind group where we meet by phone every 2 weeks, and there are 10 people who get on the phone and talk mm-hmm. about certain issues. So there's no perfect formula for this, but let's start with two or three people. And, you know, three is a good number to start. But you can have a mastermind group of up to, I would say, let's max out at about eight, because it becomes unwieldy if you're meeting in person to get through an entire agenda. Eight
right.
to ten is probably the max.
But in the beginning, when you're getting started out, just one or two. But here's one of the things I wanted to make sure that you and I talked about, Marcia, in the minute we have left. There are certain requirements of being a participant in anything like we're talking about, whether it's with one more person or with 10 more people. And that is complete, absolute, thermonuclear, non-negotiable confidentiality.
And honesty.
Exactly. But honesty is, I'm not saying that's not important, but it's not as important as confidentiality.
I agree. Because it's its own private zone, because people will admit things that they may not want to have be out in public.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you can't
be assured of that kind of trust by everyone, then your mastermind group won't work.
Oh, exactly. And I'll tell you what, I have a great quote if I have time to share it.
Quick, you got 10 seconds, quickly.
Okay. This is Napoleon Hill. No two minds ever came together without thereby creating a third invisible, intangible force, which may be likened to a third mind.
I love it. Marcia Egan, put a .com on the end of that beautiful name and you'll find a beautiful website. Marcia, come back soon. Thanks a lot. Good job today.
Okay, Jim.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.